Welcome to the Greg Belford Show. Hope you had a good weekend. How bad is the poo problem out there? Is it bad? 336-1320 is our phone number. I'm curious. I'm listening to Jack this morning, and you may have also seen the story in the newspaper, whose name we do not speak today. About the fact the city is going to be running ads trying to get dog owners to do a better job of picking up after their pets. And this, the money comes from a federal government matched with $6,000 from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, says the newspaper, matched with $4,000 from City Hall and another $1,500 in a city community development grant that will pay, or the development grant will pay for pit stations with plastic bags and trash bins at downtown locations. And I've seen that in some places downtown already. I get out and walk the river walkway now and again. I just love what the city has done with that river walkway and connecting it all the way down to Falls Park. And I've seen some of these, and you'll be seeing more. But the grant from the federal government with the money from City Hall will pay for billboards, radio commercials, and other messaging to explain the perils of pet waste, says the newspaper. How bad is this? Bad along Yankton Trail? Yeah, you see it there a lot, Brownie says. Yeah, walking through, yeah. 336-1320 is our number, 1-800-228-4435. Especially here lately, I've not been out all that much. I need to get out on the bike trails more and get out and around more. But I notice it every now and again. Somebody will stop in my yard and their dog will do its business and they don't pick up. And it makes me, I get sore about it, but I just go out and pick it up. Brownie says he goes out, picks it up, follows the person for as long as it takes, apparently, right? Yep, nodding his head vigorously, follows the person for as long as it takes, and then pitches the bag up onto their doorstep. You don't light it on fire, do you? Ring the doorbell? No, he doesn't do that. For me, I've got neighbors that let their cats roam unattended. Oh, that burns me. That absolutely burns me. In my neighborhood, I don't see that many dogs not on a leash. And almost always when I do, it's a dog that's gotten away. So I don't see dogs on a leash, but I do see cats that have just been let out, wander around. And then for those of us, you know, that are dog owners, well, guess what some of our dogs like to do in that? That drives me nuts. Want to get your thoughts on this coming up. 336-1320 is our phone number. You encounter this problem a lot? My initial thought was I'd like to hear ads telling people not to run red lights. That's what I'd like to hear. If we're going to try to get people to clean up their act, let's do it on the roadways where we might save some lives. It's bad. And people don't even know the rules of the road. Last night, forgive me. I'm going to digress for a moment. Last night at 26th and 26th and Bonson, stoplights are out. And they weren't out all along 26th Street. It was just that intersection. The stoplights are out. Do you know what you're supposed to do when the stoplights are on? Apparently, a lot of people don't. When the stoplights are out, you're supposed to treat it as a four-way stop. Thank God you can't imagine the cars I watched roll through that. We were on Bonson, and we were trying to get onto 26th Street, and I was making a left-hand turn, and the cars, as we first pulled up, there were cars that were. They were stopped, and they were treating it as a four-way. And then I get up, and then here come a handful of cars one after another, zoom, 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 I watch cars start zipping through. Stop lights out, people, and I bet I must have watched, I'm trying not to exaggerate here. There must have been at least 10 cars that ran through that as if, you know, as if they had a green when the law requires them to stop then. So our knowledge of, I mean, I don't know, did they know the law and just disregard it? Or do they not even know it? I have no idea. I would suspect probably most people are ignorant of the fact that when the stoplight is out, not working, you treat it as a four-way stop. See? But I just watch. And then not long after that, Sioux Falls police were there and directing traffic, and it's a good thing because left to their fewer to entrust the motorists, you would have wound up. Because you'd get to a point where I think, okay, well, I could go here, but I'd be watching these oncoming cars, and it was clear they had no intention of stopping. So I wasn't going to put myself out in the middle of the intersection and have somebody slam into me, so I sat there. It must have been about 10 cars that went through in both directions before finally there was an opening big enough that I could actually proceed safely through the intersection. So to bring it back to the city's advertising, I mean, because I've thought for a long time the city needs an ad campaign on obeying the rules of the road. We had one years ago. You may remember old timers. It was the Drive to Arrive campaign. That was a city campaign, too. You remember that? Drive to Arrive. And it was, and that's what it was about following, and they had a series of different messages that were running about courtesy and so on, and just general driving tips, things like that, defensive driving. I would, I guess left to my own designs, I would rather see a campaign like that designed to get people to be more responsible on the roads than getting people to clean up after their pets. Not that the latter is not a problem. Apparently it is. Growing number of people who are not picking up after their pooch. What do you do? Now, if somebody does that on you, your yard, what's your response? As I said, Brownie will pick it up. And he's completely sincere about it. I know when he's pulling my leg, and I know when he's sincere. And he's completely sincere about this. He goes out, bags it up, follows the party to their home, and pitches it up onto their doorstep, the bag, with the waste in it. You don't just fling it open, do you? Like a slingshot? it's all bagged up. He throws it up onto their porch. I just go out and just clean it up, throw it away. What's your response? You're listening to the Greg Belford Show. And after 9 years as host of the morning show here, 14 years on Kello, 16 years of talk radio. It's come down to talking about dog crap. That's where we find ourselves today. City is going to be running an ad campaign trying to persuade more people to clean up after their dog, and Doug called in to say he agrees with Brownie. Good morning, Doug. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg.
How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm great. It's a Monday.
Yeah, it feels like it, too.
You know, do you realize that as a radio announcer, that if you were a member of the medical or the legal profession, that you would be practicing radio?
Yeah. Well, I kind of am, really. As you, as a longtime listener, you're well aware of this.
First off, I think that they should combine this pooch pickup thing with the drive safe driving.
What would
you
call?
Got a lot of really crappy drivers
yeah.
out there.
Yeah, yes, we do.
So they do kind of mesh here.
So do you have do you have a big problem with people that they're leaving their dog waste on your property?
Usually not anymore.
Now, why do you say not anymore? Did you, what did you do?
Well, I go along with Brownie as far as following them home, or if you've got a neighbor that you that lets their dog run over into your yard and do his duty, that you follow him and you deposit it appropriately. But I don't believe in leaving the sack.
You dump it out.
I just dump it out on their porch.
Brownie is waving his hands, shaking his head. No, that's too much for Brownie.
Well, I mean, you know, it's only fair. It's deposited without a bag on your lawn.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, turnabout is fair play.
Now, have you ever gotten a response from that?
Well, I have been called a couple of really nice names at times. But then I umpired for many years, so I've got a pretty thick skin.
You're used to that. Yeah, it's frustrating. I don't like it either.
Yeah, and I've got a real thick skin, Greg, just from calling in and talking with you. You take some pretty good shots at me.
I've been good to you for a long time now. I haven't made any jokes about your advanced age in many months.
Where is the real Greg Belfridge, and what have you done with him?
Yeah. Doug, thanks for the call, pal. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. It's 8:51. Good morning, Perry. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm great. Hi, Perry.
You said a little bit ago, after 16 years, you've been finally talking about crap. Well, people have been telling me you've been talking about that for 16 years.
You're right.
I tell you, a few years ago at a different house in town here, we had someone down the block, a couple blocks away. They kept leaving it, and mentioned it to them one time. They just ignored it. I picked it up on a piece of cardboard, brought it to their front step, and said, I'll do this every time. And they straightened up. Next time they came by, they had a bag with them.
Good, which is, of course, what the law requires, is whether the dog goes or not, you're required to you're supposed to be carrying a bag with you when you go out with the dog, at least in Sioux Falls under city ordinance.
Yes, yeah, it seems common sense, but, you know, there's a lot of people that just obviously don't have it.
Well, we just don't show each other a lot of courtesy on a lot of these things anymore, you know?
No, we don't. So hey, you keep up the good work.
Thanks, Perry. I appreciate it. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Yeah, I'm not, despite what you may think, I'm not looking for confrontations. I'd be more likely to just go out, pick it up, and throw it in the trash. I told Brownie, if I were to return a favor, see, I think you people are too light to just go pick up whatever they left and go. See, I would wait for like a week and pick up after my own dog. A week and a half, and then I'd go deposit it on their on their yard. That would be more my style. Nah, I just, I guess I don't, I just pick it up and I shake my fist a little bit. My biggest issue is, like I said, I've got neighbors that let their cats run loose. And you know me and cats anyway, I generally don't like cats and they don't like me. It's a mutual distaste that cats and I have for each other. I really get burned when people let their cats run loose. Now, I'm a dog owner. We've got two dogs now. So the last thing I need is a cat in our yard and a cat doing its business in our yard. And then, as I've had in the past, dogs that like to go roll around in it. 336-1320 is our number. Good morning, Mike. You're on Kello.
Hey, good morning, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Real good. One of the more interesting topics I've ever heard on the radio.
Yeah, well, I've got to tell you, I was a little bit taken aback that the city's actually going to be doing an ad campaign on this.
Yeah, well, good for them, I'd say. 20 years ago, I don't know how long ago, before I think there was even such an ordinance, or maybe that's always been in existence, but you had to pick it up and so forth, it bothered me. It's like, wow, you'll walk your dog and let him do that on someone else's property? But I've only been listening a short time on the way to work. Has anyone said that they would just call the authorities?
No. Have you done that?
That's what I would do. Well, no, we had a neighbor whose dogs would bark almost incessantly throughout the night. They're right by my bedroom window. So I talked to them first, and they did nothing. And so, yeah, then without hesitation, I called the authorities because we have ordinances for a reason.
Sure.
And sometimes it's safer to call the authorities after you've approached them once, because you could get, you know, threatened for doing the things I've heard on the radio today. You know, some people are that way. But
yeah,
I would tell them once, hey, don't do that. If they continued, I'd call the authorities without hesitation.
And I understand why. And you're right. You know, you have an initial conversation with somebody about something, but if you're to come back again, yeah, as angry as we all are today, you don't know what someone's response will be.
That's for sure. So for self-protection and just, why should I have to deal with this? They know the law because I told them what it was that first time in case they didn't.
Yeah,
so they're choosing to ignore it.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I forget when this city passed its ordinance. I remember it. So I've got to say it's been within the last, certainly within the last 15 years, last maybe 10 years that the city passed their ordinance or so. 10 or right around that, it seems like, that the city passed its ordinance and requiring you to pick up after your pet. And you have to carry a bag when you're walking the dog, whether they do their business or not. Required to have a bag along just in case. My friends, we're out of time. Have a good, on that wonderful note. So long until tomorrow, and may God bless.